Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's Kevin Begley, and Wednesdays in The Feed, we talk all things streaming, TV, movies with our friend Nick Johnston from Vanyaland.com. He's the film editor there and writer. And Nick, I don't know how we're going to follow up the big Top Gun Maverick weekend, but we'll find a way.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure Hollywood's in the exact same situation. They got no idea what to do now that a movie that good has made $160 million over the course of, what, 4 days?
It's insane. I'm just happy people are going to the movie theater again, to be honest.
Oh, me too. You want to know something really funny? I went and saw it in North Carolina this past weekend. I went to a 4 o'clock show on Friday.
Oh, wow.
And whatnot, right? I was visiting with my parents, having a wonderful time. My wife and everybody, we all went out and saw it. And I tell you what, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that theater was packed.
Nice.
I'm talking, yeah, it was wall-to-wall people, just absolutely insane to see. And if that's what it's like at 4 o'clock on opening day, I could hardly imagine what it must have been like Saturday or, you know, Friday night.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. I love it. It feels like summer at the movie theater is upon us, so that's a good thing.
Oh, I know. And finally, we're getting to the end of the summer 2020 movie season.
Yeah, exactly, all these years later.
Yeah, all those backed-up releases are finally on their way out the door.
Right. All right, perfect. So what should people check out this week when it comes to streaming and TV and movies?
All right, well, let's see. Up streaming first, I will say that one of the big things, you know, there's so much pop culture news. There's so much wonderful entertainment out there for us to enjoy that it's so easy to forget about important big things. And I was totally in the wrong to suggest Stranger Things as more popular or more interesting than the beloved Star Wars saga. So, yes, there's Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is a prequel adjacent in the sense that it's filling the gaps between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. And it's tracking Ben Kenobi, played by Ewan McGregor, of course, returning to his role and on his travels on Tatooine and whatnot in the years before young Luke Skywalker eventually got tired of kicking around power converters at Toshi Station.
And this is a series, right? It's on Disney Plus?
Yes, absolutely. I believe it's 8 episodes, and
oh, wow.
First 3 are currently streaming right now. And for eagle-eyed Star Wars fans, apparently Hayden Christensen will be returning to the role of Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader.
Oh, wow.
I've been hearing lots of good things about it. I haven't had a chance, given my travels to Top Gun Land, to check it out just yet, but I'm hearing lots of good things about it, and it seems that the fans are really pleased with this one.
There you go. Great one for Star Wars fans this week. What do we got next?
Well, my other big thing is it's somewhat of a smaller film, simply just because it's, you know, it's not exactly the kind of thing that gets a big, giant release, but probably showing at a theater near you, and that is David Cronenberg's Crimes of the Future, which is hitting movie theaters this Friday after its big old premiere at the Cannes Film Festival about 2 weeks ago. And this is just absolutely bizarre. It stars Viggo Mortensen, Kristen Stewart, and Lea Seydoux. And it is about performance art in the future. And it's all sorts of body horror, Cronenberg nightmarish, you know, imagery, everything you could possibly want from the man who gave us the indelible image of Gina Davis giving birth to a giant grub. You know, so... Yeah, Crimes of the Future. I've been hearing, again, it's apparently it's really good. Cronenberg's been on sort of hiatus for the last 7 or so years. He, aside from his little cameos in Star Trek Discovery, which is pretty strange, that you know, the
yeah.
one thing he comes out of acting retirement for. But I'll tell you, he's this is his first movie since 2014's Maps to the Stars, and if you're a fan of Videodrome, of The Fly, of Dead Ringers, of pretty much any one of his classic films, apparently Crimes of the Future is something you've got to go out and check out, especially also if you've seen and liked Existence, which is a movie he made in 1999 with Jennifer Jason Leigh and Jude Law, that is apparently really relevant. It's also a pseudo remake of one of his first ever films, which is really interesting.
Huh, that is interesting. And that's a nice little quirky one for people to go see this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a slow weekend this weekend, but by the time next week comes around, we're going to find out exactly just what happens when dinosaurs rule the earth again.
Right. I can't wait for that. That's a nice little tease for next week. People can probably guess it. But thanks so much, Nick. Definitely check these out this week. And I'll put them up on the website too, star999.com, with all the info. Nick Johnston, film editor and writer at Vanyaland.com. You can check out all his stuff there. Thanks again, Nick. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Talk to you again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.